Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Cindy, good morning. Let's talk first about what happened at Comic-Con with Harrison Ford.
Good morning, Bob. Well, you know, a good thing in life to live by is do not make Harrison Ford mad, which he was a little bit. The Park Ridge native got a little testy at Comic-Con last weekend. I guess someone asked him during a Q&A for the new Captain America, who deals better with snakes, Indiana Jones or Thaddeus Ross, his character from Captain America? And Harrison Ford said in his unique way, I've always treated these questions with the utmost respect and somehow at the same time complete disdain, but I will not answer your stupid question. Which, that is never good for a reporter when you hear that.
No. You know? You've interviewed him in the past. I mean, I've never met him. It seems to me that he can be a troublesome interview. Is that true?
He's very gruff, but if you call him Mr. Ford, he likes you. And at one interview, he, in that very serious voice, said, Cindy, I have a mission for you, which I thought, oh, my God, I'm up to it, Indiana Jones. And he said, here's my empty coffee cup. Go in the hospitality suite for the journalist and get me a huge cup of M&M's so I can face the rest of this day. And I said, Mr. Ford, I will do it. And they actually held elevators and everything. It was like doing espionage, Bob.
Yeah. So people in the audience, were they amused by this response at Comic-Con?
They were amused. And Harrison Ford, he's funny, too. Another time I once said, you know, you were a carpenter when you started out, and now you're making $20 million a movie. How much would you charge to build a deck in my backyard? And he actually just looked at me super serious and then said, it would be $20 million a deck.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's expensive, but he's worth it.
Let's talk about this Elizabeth Taylor project that HBO Max is doing. This sounds like a real winner, doesn't it?
I saw it the other night, and it is so juicy because you can't say they're making any of it up. It's 40 hours of lost tapes that they unearthed, and it's Liz in her own voice talking about her life. The ups and the downs and very hard questions, including her early days at MGM, where she was on the studio lot, getting about 3 hours of school a day, which she said was nothing. Then, you know, her teen years, her first kiss did happen in real life, but she said her first movie kiss, which happened a week later, much better. Hmm. And then we get into all the juicy years. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Giant, Bob. It's a great Western with Rock Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I could see that movie 50 times. Well, I guess she became great friends with James Dean, and they spent the morning together. This has never been reported. The morning he died, they spent it together driving around, of all things. He died in a car accident.
Wow.
So there was that.
Are these old interviews with Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, they were old interviews, but they were on those big real cassette tapes, and they were lost for years. And HBO, with a documentarian, unearthed them. So it's just filled with her talking about almost her entire life until the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And does she go into various periods of her life that were not good for her, where she was very depressed?
She does, because remember one of her two loves of her life, which she lists as Mike Todd, and, of course, Richard Burton. But Mike Todd died in a plane crash. He was a movie producer. Right after that, she stole Debbie Reynolds' husband, who was Eddie Fisher.
Hmm.
So she said those were very unhappy times. She was sad it ever happened. And she was suicidal a bit and thought about taking sleeping pills during her years with Eddie. So some sad stuff there.
The Lost Tapes, that's coming out this week on HBO Max. We'll look for that. Let's talk a little bit about Deadpool and Wolverine and Jennifer Garner. And what's the news there, Cindy?
You know, poor Jennifer Garner, Bob. She goes to Comic-Con for the first time in like 1,000 years. She got stuck in the parking garage elevator for an hour. I think I would have been freaking out with a bunch of people. I mean, jam-packed. Finally gets out, but she did tell some fun stories. She reprises her role as Elektra that she did years ago. She's got a small cameo in Deadpool. She said it was tough because she had to be sewn in and out of the pants. They were pleather pants. And she said the worst was, because Electra is sort of, you know, busty, she said that they had to use 3 chicken cutlets on each side to make her have that figure. So, you know, after a few hours, I don't know, being a superhero could equal salmonella. Which, I mean, 3 chicken things, that's the family pack we're talking about.
It sounds like it. All right, well, let's get to some music news and some major album releases. First, let's listen to a little bit of Coldplay.
You know, Bob, it's only 105 in Vegas now. It's a cooling. So I'm starting to think about fall music and a lot of good stuff coming out this fall, especially if you're a country fan. Going through the list, we've got George Strait, his new album, Cowboys and Dreamers, September 6th. Miranda Lambert, Postcards from Texas, September 13th. And then we've got some music from The Rock Spear. We've got Katy Perry. Her new album's called 143, out September 20th. Keith Urban's High, out September 20th. And that song we just heard is off of Coldplay's Moon Music, out October 4th. Joe Jonas has Music for the People Who Believe in Love, October 18th. And Andrea Bocelli has a duets album out October 25th.
And I saw Brian Wilson on the list. Now I know that he's not been in good shape lately. So what is his new work all about?
Yeah, sad time for Brian Wilson. He lost his wife and a lot of things going on with him personally. But he has been working on a new album for years, something he calls Cows in the Pasture. I don't think anyone has any idea what sort of genre it is, what kind of songs, but supposedly coming out this fall, which is exciting.
And Common is going to be on tour this fall. They will be announcing a Chicago date, and he's got some new music out, doesn't he? Or is this coming soon?
Love Common. He's got a new album out already called The Auditorium, Volume 1. Big song on the rap charts, which was number 3 last week with Common and Pete Rock. And it's also spawned a short film for the song Fortunate, which features Common in Chicago, paying all kind of respect to all of the people of his life in Chicago, some of his favorite places. He goes back and talks to some childhood friends. He's one star that's really committed to the city. He has that foundation for kids. He's never really left the city, which is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Chicago's very own Cindy Pearlman for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and for WGN for Dean Today. Thanks, Cindy. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.